Enough Fentanyl to Kill 140 Million People Seized on Border in June Alone. By Spencer Lindquist on July 20, 2022. Enough fentanyl to kill 140 million people was seized on the southern border in the month of June alone. A report from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, highlights. The report from FAIR, which is based on data released by the Biden administration, found that over 680 pounds of fentanyl were seized by Border Patrol in the month of June alone. In addition, 9,371 pounds of cocaine, 104 pounds of heroin, and 13,167 pounds of methamphetamine were also seized by authorities on our southern border. Meanwhile, the report notes that 107,622 Americans died of drug overdoses in 2021, according to the Center for Disease Control. Drug peddling was only one type of crime that occurred on the border in June. Border Patrol agents arrested 9 gang members, 2 convicted sex offenders, and a child rapist last month. Human traffickers associated with Mexican drug cartels also left 50 men, women, and children dead in the back of a trailer. The report from FAIR also noted that June 2022 was the single worst June on record, with Border Patrol having 207,416 migrant encounters last month, a 527.6% increase from the 33,049 encounters in June 2020. Notably, 2/3 of the migrants who were encountered last month were single adults. Recently, Breitbart reported that a left-wing organization with ties to globalist billionaire George Soros had won a $172 million contract with the federal government and will assist illegal immigrants in dodging deportation. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is on track to bring in a whopping 2.1 million illegal immigrants into the United States in 2022 alone. Border Patrol agents have already encountered more migrants in 9 months of fiscal year 2022 than in all of fiscal year 2021. As more illegal immigrants pour across our border than ever before, Democrats in Congress are preparing a bill that would offer amnesty. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.